This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. The number of distilleries across the U.S. is on the rise. There are more than 1,500 active distilleries, according to the American Craft Spirits Association. It's a trend credited by some to the influx of breweries, a wave the Birmingham area has been a part of in recent years. WBHM's Janae Pierre reports when it comes to spirits, a couple distillers in Birmingham are already on board.
The first thing to hit your nose on a tour of Dread River Distilling Company in Birmingham is the sweet smell of wheat grain. Mash tanks clank as they break down grains, wheat, and enzymes. That's where the fermentation process begins, turning sugar into alcohol.
This is our production facility where we make all of our products, whiskey, vodka, gin, rum.
That's John Kubelik, co-founder of Dread River. Besides liquor, they also make small batch wine and craft beer. The distillery is one of the largest in the state. It's bigger than a hockey rink. Kubelik says when they started planning for Dread River 3 years ago, they wanted to bring something different to Birmingham's food and beverage scene.
Distilled spirits was a white space opportunity. No one had really taken that challenge on locally and to this scale, not in Alabama at all.
In 2015, Redmond Distilling Company became the first distillery in Birmingham since Prohibition, according to the city. Redmond distilled its own vodka and gin until the end of 2017. After a year-long hiatus, officials with Redmond recently announced they're rebranding themselves with a new owner, former NBA and Auburn University basketball player Charles Barkley. Economists say distillation isn't cheap. Founders of Dread River invested more than $3 million in the project, which offers a tasting room, kitchen, and bar area with velvet couches. Jeff Trawick is Vice President for Economic Development at the Birmingham Business Alliance. He says Birmingham is a prime location for distilleries. It gives the food and beverage scene a boost, but he says it's also good for the state.
The distilled spirits industry supports about 8,400 jobs in the state of Alabama and contributes about $742 million to the state's overall gross domestic product.
Trawick says the easing of statewide alcohol restrictions has a lot to do with it. That push, he says, was started by breweries years ago. Now, even beer makers are starting to distill spirits. At Ghost Train Brewing Company, staffers can nearly 100 beers per hour. When they opened 3 years ago, the founders of Ghost Train were completely focused on brewing beer. They had no intention of distilling liquor. Will Crenshaw is Ghost Train's director of operations. He says that has changed. The brewery now offers its own vodka and gin.
Distillation is a pretty small part of what we do, but we have some very well-crafted cocktails on the menu, and it's a nice alternative for those who either have gluten sensitivities or just prefer spirits over beer.
Crenshaw, who is also Ghost Train's head distiller, says distilling liquor at a brewery isn't far-fetched. He says many of the ingredients, like dry orange peel and coriander, are already on hand for wheat beers. Their biggest challenge, he says, was packaging.
Getting bottles was the thing that took the most time.
Ghost Train isn't the only brewery riding the distillation wave. Ferris Ales will open in Trussville this month and plans to distill liquor in the near future. Trawick with the BBA says the Birmingham area is getting back to its roots.
Our area has got a pretty long-standing history, not only with brewing, but also with distillation. Jack Daniel's even relocated their operations to Birmingham and distilled their product here from 1913 to 1915.
Trawick is referring to the period before Prohibition, which some call the good old moonshine days. The resurgence of distilleries in Alabama is another way the state is repeating its history, but many aren't complaining about it in this case. Janae Pierre, WBHM.
One note, Dread River Distilling Company is a program sponsor of WBHM, but the news and business departments operate independently.